Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Genesis chapter 27. We say this all the time. If you get your Bible ready, you'll get more out of this study. As we get into chapter 27 of the book of Genesis, we read in verse number 1 and 2, it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Now we've been centering in this study around a young lady by the name of Rebecca. Rebecca is not a young lady when this story takes place. She is getting quite a bit older. Isaac is to the place, her husband, where he's old and he cannot see. This is a very interesting story, and it's a story of how things are not turning out so well for this couple as they were in previous parts of the story. However, way back there when the servant came and said what he was there for, to get a bride for Isaac, they asked Rebecca the question, Wilt thou go? And she said, I will go. Rebecca came into this world with a purpose, and so did you, and so did I. We're here for a purpose. Rebecca said, concerning God's will, I will go. And she was very quick to answer, and she kept on that trail until her death. She was quick to answer, I will go. What's your answer today concerning God's purpose for your life?
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? The lost and dying, who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Speak, my Lord.
been thousands of years since Rebecca said, "I will go," and she is now an older lady. And as we pick up this story, Genesis 27, read again, it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son?" And he said unto him, "Behold, here am I." And he said, "Behold, now I am old, and I know not the day of my death." The first thing it says here in this verse is it came to pass. That phrase is in the Bible 453 times. It came to pass. The first mention is in Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 3, where we read that Cain murdered his brother Abel. Well, there's things that come to pass in this world that aren't very pleasant, but here we are. This is where we're living until Christ comes back for his own. Until the end of this age, things are going to come to pass. Some of them, we may not like it. The last time it's mentioned is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 4, where Paul says, "I told you about the tribulation that would come to pass." Tribulation, trials, problems, situations. 1 Peter 4:12 puts it this way, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." If you're going to walk the Christian life and live it like we should live it, then, beloved, think it not strange when the fiery trials come. Jesus said, "They persecuted me, they will persecute you." Oh, they won't persecute you if you're the middle-of-the-road mugwump kind of Christian that doesn't ever say anything for the Lord. But if you're going to live like the Lord says to live, well, it'll come to pass. And a lot of it won't be stuff we really want. Well, in verse 1, we also read, Isaac was old. Isaac was old. It says in Genesis 18 and verse 11, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. You remember when they were old and well stricken in age, they had this miracle baby, and that's who we're talking about here, who now is old and his eyes are dim, and his name is Isaac. Abraham was nearing the end of his life, and his focus at that time was on his family. When we read that Isaac was old, the Bible says his eyes were dim, Genesis 27 and 1. And so we see here that he's looking for his last meal, and he thinks that he's going to die any day now. He lived for quite a while, actually, but he thought he was going to die. We read about Joshua says he was old and stricken in age. Now, not only was he old, but he, like Abraham and Sarah, were stricken in age. Stricken. That means you're hurting. As I've said before, you reach a certain age, and my age, I think somebody says, "How are you doing physically?" And I said, "Well, concerning that, if these body parts, I think if they're not hurting, they're not working anymore. You get stricken as you get old." I don't think I was stricken like Abraham and Sarah were. It says here they were well stricken in age. Joshua was old and stricken in age. His focus as he was leaving this world was on the nation of Israel. Abraham's focus as he was leaving this world was on his family. And both of them are right. Both of them are good focuses. Well, Samuel, it says he was old in 1 Samuel 8 and 1, and he is giving his final message to God's people. Now, this is a very, very interesting message. I'm going to read a little bit of it, and we'll get into it more in our next broadcast, but we're going to go down through and see what happened when Samuel was old. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse number 14, "If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers." Now, this is really interesting. We're going to have to get into the context, which we will in our next program, of what is happening here when Samuel is giving his final message to the people. He is old. He's got something he wants to say to them. And he says, "If you will fear the Lord and serve him, obey his voice, do not rebel against his commandments, then God's going to bless you. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then he says the Lord will be against you. I would rather have him blessing me than being against me. Well, we're going to look at that in our next program. First, though, David also, it says in 1 Kings 1 and 1, was old and stricken in years. And then, unfortunately, when it talks about Solomon, when Solomon was old, 1 Kings 11:4, when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And so, you remember Solomon wrote that book of Ecclesiastes, and he said this, "How dieth the wise man? As a fool." You can have a lot of wisdom and still die as a fool. Solomon did. Why? Because he let those wives, which he was not supposed to have. The Bible's very plain, that the kings of Israel were not to multiply wives. And so that's what they were doing. Whoever had the biggest harem was considered the most important king. And so Solomon, he says, "Well, I'll show you I'm the most important king." He got a bunch of wives. And some of them were so the other countries they came from wouldn't war against them and all that. It was political stuff. Doesn't matter what kind of stuff it was. God said, don't do it. Solomon did it. And when he was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And so how dieth the wise man, Solomon said, as a fool. Well, in verse 1, the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Proverbs 8:32 says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." That word blessed has been translated happy 18 times. You want to be happy in this world? Then keep the ways of the Lord. Keep, that word has been translated watch 7 times, observe 46 times, and heed 28 times. There's 3 different things there. When it means to watch, it means to guard. Guard, watch it. Make sure that you don't lose out on this 7 times. Observe it. Don't just read it. Observe it. And then 28 times the word has been translated heed. Well, we'll pick it up here in our next broadcast, and we're going to go in depth on this and see exactly what Samuel was talking about. And what does it say when the Lord blessed Abraham in all things? What do you have to do to be blessed? And what is blessed? What does that mean? We'll look at it in our next program. As we conclude this program, I'd like to ask you this question. Are you teachable? Listen to this hymn. It says, "Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know your word. Teach me what is best for me and God's definition of what is best for me." The question is, are you teachable? We should all be teachable. Very few Christians are. Make it your prayer today. Teach me thy will, O Lord.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer. And free, Lord, let thy blessed face shine.